Todd Goldstein, North Melbourne Star, is on the line. Welcome to you, Todd. Thanks for your time.
G'day, Dwayne.
How are you looking at the moment? You look like you've just turned a little bit of an improvement curve.
Yeah, look, I think we're starting to show the signs of the way we want to play, the way we want to go about our footy, and you know, we just need to keep working on that consistency through the four quarters. But I think we're definitely seeing we're heading the right direction.
And is that a bit of a relief for a guy like you to know that, okay, some of the plans that were put in place with a new coach coming in pre-season are starting to come to fruition?
Yeah, look, I think it's a hard one because although we weren't getting the results on the board, I think all the conversations we were having, all the things we were working on were all positive and understanding of where we're up as a group. And obviously had a tough start given the short pre-season and so many changes. It takes a bit of time to reprogram and rewire all the current ones, as well as teaching the young guys. So we knew it would take a bit of time, but you know, I think it is nice, and it's probably giving especially the young guys a little bit of confidence that although the results haven't been going away and there've been some fairly large losses, that you know, we are starting to see the fruits of the work we've done.
You've had a few coaches. I think you were there for the end of Dean Laidley, Brad Scott, obviously, and Reece Shaw. So, you know, how much has it evolved to the point that is the coaching that you've currently got completely different with a new guy at the helm that's been watching footy for a while, or is it still pretty much the basics the same?
Yeah, no, I mean, of his coaching group is a bit different. You know, I think probably, actually, we're probably a lot more on the defensive side of things, whereas the focus from day dot was about on trying to work on our attack and how we wanted to attack the game. And now we're starting to throw in a bit more of the defensive thing. So I think the way they've approached it has definitely been different to what we've had. But I think it's also, I think players enjoy talking about offense a lot more than they do about defense. So that was definitely a good way to get in with everyone.
Yeah, that's a good point. Jaden Stevenson, big day for him.
Yeah, I think, you know, I mean, I think he's just trying to approach it as another game for him. But, you know, obviously, as his teammate, we understand that, you know, it's hard when the way things turned out they did last year. So, you know, we try and support him where we can and help him through it. But I have no doubt deep down he'll want to have a good game.
And I presume it's going to be a pretty interesting day for your coach, given that he's coaching against his son.
Yeah, he threw it up after the game last week that, you know, you wouldn't want to touch John. So, you know, I don't know how much he'll go through with that threat. I think once the games start, the gloves will be off. And then, yeah, as long as we don't hurt him too badly, I think he'll be okay.
Very funny. And the young kids are starting to grow pretty quickly as well. Powell, Phillips, it looks like you've got a reasonable crop coming through, which is nice.
Yeah, and you sort of got that sense through pre-season that these kids were a bit different. And you know, I think I said to, might have been to the group halfway through pre-season, that the first-year players that we've got are some of the more impressive first years I've ever seen in my time at the club. And you know, to see someone like Tom Powell come out and, you know, he's averaging nearly 20 possessions a game, I think, has been unbelievable. And you know, I think Will Phillips and Charlie Lazara especially are two that are may not necessarily be getting as many touches and things like that, but things they're doing away from the footy and the pressure they're able to apply has been very, very impressive. So they're a very mature group, and I think, you know, they're holding themselves in good stead.
So the flight down to Hobart and back, did you sit next to Max Gorn at all in business? I presume with your long legs, you would have got a business seat.
We both were in business, but the way the flights worked was we had half the plane each. So I was pretty happy just nestled in next to the window. And I think I had the skipper next to me. So no, I didn't have to sit next to any of the old boys. But it was a bit weird, but I think it's something that, you know, we've got to get used to over the next month at least, because it's not going to change.
So you didn't chat on the way up or the way home, even though it was just across the aisle from you?
No, it was headphones on, iPad on, and watching a bit of Netflix, I think it was. So, I was pretty happy not to chat the opposition, especially before the game.
But just confirming, you had 1A, he didn't?
Yes, I was definitely 1A, Dwayne, and that's, I think it's the experience should pay off for something.
That's all that counts. Who was 1A, Todd? Speaking of ruckman, Brody Grundy. He's pretty good at his craft, but you know him pretty well.
Yeah, we've had some pretty good battles over the last 4 or 5 years. I think Brody's a very, very different ruckman to what I had last week with Max. But just the way he's, I think he's probably marked quite harshly, I think, Brody. I think he's set such a high standard for himself that, when he doesn't quite reach that standard, everyone says he's playing pretty badly. But in reality, he's still getting a lot of the ball. He's still dominating the hit out. So, it's going to be a tough game. But I've been working pretty closely with Anthony Rocker this week and trying to come up with some plans and some idea of what we can do. And hopefully me and Tommy Campbell can nullify him and have a bit of influence ourselves.
In the past, Brody's been knocking it to his own feet and pretty close the majority of the time. Has he changed it up a little?
Yeah, I mean, he still obviously tries it to his advantage. He seems to be trying to get a bit more momentum up and trying to hit it a little bit further out of the contest and his momentum taking him to get involved. So I think it's really important that, our midfield, we're set up for that, but also myself and Tom are trying to make sure that he can't just get on the bolt and knock it to his own advantage. So that's probably where, for us, the contest we won and lost is just trying to stop him from being able to knock it to himself and get those clearances. I think he averages 5 or 6 clearances a game, and that's something that we can really take away from him.
So your second effort's going to be key as well.
Absolutely. And, that's something that I've tried to pride myself on as well, is trying to be another midfielder like he does. So, I think we'll be going head-to-head in that, and hopefully that I can support our minis enough to get some clearances.
How weird is it when you get the call that you're the only ruckman going up? No one's nominated from the opposition. And do you normally try and take it out of the ruck if that's the case? What goes through your mind when that happens?
To be honest, there's about a million things that go through my head now. You can tend to overthink it a little bit too much. So you try to take into account, one, if there's any of the opposition mids close to you, because there's no point grabbing if you're not going to be able to get a clear disposal. And you're also trying to look for sort of safe areas, because often it happens, when you're sort of defensive 50, so you're sort of looking for safe areas to hit it. But, it's one of those ones that it can be a double-edged sword. You're clearly going to win it, but it can go quite wrong if you don't have a clear plan. So I think what I've been trying to focus on is just having a clear plan in that moment, what I want to do, and just seeing that out rather than changing my mind halfway through.
What about when you're faced with a short guy, like, say, against Richmond, when a Marlon Pickett takes the ruck?
Yeah, you're in a lose-lose situation there, really. Everyone expects you to win it. And if you win it, everyone goes, well, you're supposed to. And if you lose it, then you get canned. So that's not the most pleasurable experiences, that's for sure. But I think it's just about understanding that more and more clubs are doing things like that. And you've got to go back to what your plans are and giving your midfielders the first use. And that's my role. And it doesn't really matter who you're up against. You got to stick to your plan and you got to execute.
Do you like the bounce, or would you be okay if they just threw it up in just about all instances outside of the opening bounce?
I know there's a lot of people who criticize. I actually enjoy it. I think we got to cut the umpires a bit of slack on some of the bad bounce, and I think there seems to be a lot less bounces called back these days, which I'm a big fan of. But I think it's a unique part of our game. I think it's a bit of the rub of the green sort of thing. Sometimes it advantages you, sometimes it disadvantages you. So I like it, and I know a few of the umpires that I've spoken to about that. Quite a few of them do really enjoy it still, and it's a unique part. I wouldn't mind if one of the umpires didn't like doing it, that the other two took up a bit of the workload up. I think that could be done, but overall, I'm a big fan of the bounce.
And obviously, which umpire's bouncing high. If you got, don't like raising Ray Chamberlain's name all the time, but he doesn't bounce it quite as high as others. So you have to read that bounce. You have to know which umpire does what.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's why it's really good, because it does really test out your knowledge and your ruck craft. And you have to, you've got to, if you're taking your job seriously, you've got to be aware of what each umpire's tendencies are, and you've got to adjust that, because if it is a ray and it's going a little bit shorter, you've got to make sure you're timing it a bit better and coming a bit earlier. And if it's on the other guys that like to launch it, you've got to really make sure you're holding. So I think that it adds that little bit of ruck craft to it, that you've got to be aware of that.
Talking to Todd Goldstein, star North Melbourne ruckman. Todd, I've noticed that some crafty ruckmen also, if the ball is sort of bounced to the other side of the circle and it might be able to be got to by the ruckman, sometimes they just say, nah, I'm going to not go for it and force you to redo that one. I'm not even going to have a crack at it.
Yeah, well, you've got to make sure you're making it look like you're having an attempt, though, because if you don't make any effort, they can say play on, but if you make it look like you're trying but you just can't get there, that's the way you can get the call back. But, you know, I think it gives an opportunity for the ruckman also to try and do it, to practice their roving skills as well and try to read where their opponent's hitting and help out like that. So there's a few different options you've got on the bad bounces, I think, is, you know, makes it exciting and keeps you're in the game.
So in essence, if it's a bad bounce and you know you won't be able to compete, you'll actually get there ready to watch where he's palming it, almost letting him palm it to you if he can.
Yeah, over the last few years, I've tried that a few times and a couple have come off, a couple haven't. So, yeah, I think if we call back less of the bounces and just say play on, you do have to think of other ways you can help your team. Just because it's a bad bounce doesn't mean you give up on the play.
Third man up and the nomination rule, do you actually like that?
I was someone early on who wasn't a massive fan of getting rid of the third man up. I've never been hurt by someone going third man up, so I didn't really understand that standpoint of it. I think the nomination one, I think we make a big deal of it, but it's really, I think you just do it naturally now. I think we could probably speed it up a bit and just throw the ball up or throw the ball in a little bit quicker and you don't have to wait for both to get there. I think that's an area we can change. But, you know, I don't have an issue. And if they went back to the third man up, I'd be more than happy with it.
Yeah, it's an interesting one. What about the centre circle? Could they make that a bit bigger? Do you like the big long run-up, or are you happy that the protection of the knees for ruckman has been something that's made that circle as tight as it is?
Yeah, well, I didn't play a lot of footy with the big long run-up, so I don't have a lot of understanding to go back to that. But, you know, I think it does seem like there is a lot less knee-on-knee PCL issues these days. So if that's been because of the circle, then, you know, I'm all for keeping it. I don't see the need to have the big long run-up, and I think we do enough running as is, so I'm more than happy to only have a couple of steps.
And are the umpires biased against you big guys when it comes to Brownlow votes?
Absolutely they are. Absolutely. I don't think it's just the rucks. I think it's, you know, it's been awfully hard for a defender or a key forward to get there. I think over the last couple of years, Max and Brody have been two of the more dominant players in the league, and, you know, you'd love to see one of them have the opportunity. I think Max has started this year really well, so I'm hoping that, you know, he might be able to get himself a few votes. But, you know, I think the more inclusive and the more chances we have to, rather than just midfielders winning it, I think that you know, makes it a much more interesting spectacle.
You've jumped up for the Ruckman's Union, Todd. Great to have you on the program. Thanks for having a chat to me at length and talking about some ruckcraft. I understand North Melbourne's past 40,000 members as well this week, so congratulations on being part of promoting the club, not just playing great footy for them, Todd.
Thanks a lot, Dwayne. Very exciting for the footy club.
Todd Goldstein, North Melbourne ruck star. Great to be able to pick his brain.